Luke writes his gospel for the non-Jews. His target audience is the Gentiles. So Luke includes in his gospel a lot of welcoming stuff. Like the prodigal son, that story is only found in Luke. The Good Samaritan, that parable is only found in Luke. And the Martha-Mary story we just heard is only found in the Gospel of Luke. We don't know where this happened. The village is not named. But we do know that Martha welcomes our Lord into her home, and Mary, her sister, sits at his feet. That's what the Bible tells us. Martha is obviously a great host. She's working in the kitchen. And Mary just seems to be kind of hanging out in the living room. And as time goes on, tension now builds between these two sisters. Has that ever happened? Tension between two sisters? In fact, the tension is so dramatic that they start to argue in front of their guest. They even try to bring Jesus into this argument. And so it's Martha that goes to our Lord Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that I'm doing everything? Tell her to help me." And Jesus is very gentle with her, and he says very memorably, "Martha, Martha, your sister Mary has chosen the better portion." What is the better portion? The better portion is that Mary did a very little thing that was significant. Now remember, we read this during the travel account. There's 8 chapters in Luke where our Lord is traveling and stuff happens along the way. This story happens along the way. Where's our Lord traveling to? He's going to Jerusalem to die. And so maybe it's Mary that figures out that this is his last visit to this home of friends. Maybe it's Mary that figures out our Lord is really not concerned about food. He's really not concerned about any party. Our Lord is saying goodbye. Mary had an inner awareness to be able to do a little thing. A little thing, a little act of love that our Lord noticed and our Lord recognized. Our Lord called it the better portion. We know and we've heard that little things mean a lot, but that really is a universal truth. Little things mean a lot because little things require an inner attitude of love. Little things are always an extra effort, an extra step. It's all about the little things, folks. It's true in marriages and in friendships. The little things are true in parent-child relationships. It's certainly true that the little things are significant in the workplace among our colleagues. It's true right here. The little things are significant right here in our parish family. A priest once commented to me. He said, "One of the things you and your staff always do well is that you do the little things well. Well, first of all, take any compliment you can get. And I was really good to, it was good for me to hear that. My staff does a great job. We try to do some little things well. But it is about the little things well. Because we can't do great things all the time. The saints have spoken about little things. Mother Teresa said, do little things with great love. She liked saying that a lot. Our Lord spoke about the little things. Again in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, one who is faithful in the little things is also faithful in much. We know that, right? People with whom we know, if they can't do the details, they're not going to be able to paint the big picture. Little things are crucial because great things are done only by a series of little things strung together. A gesture, a word, a note, a glance. Your faithfulness at Sunday Mass is a little thing. But at the end of your life, you string all those masses together, and it's going to be unimaginably great. It's going to be an unimaginably great thing you've done. An inner attitude of love always precedes a little thing. That's what Jesus recognized, and that's what our Lord praised in Mary in our gospel message today. Amen.